from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The Timmins Police Services Board no longer has to pay about $15,000 in tuition for every new recruit to attend Ontario Police College. Premier Doug Ford is waiving the tuition retroactive to the beginning of 2023. TPS Board Chair Kramer Greinke says it and the $30,000 incentive his board is offering experienced officers should help fill vacancies in the uniform section of the force.
I think this is a great investment by the province. At this point in time, if you are looking to get into policing, I think there's no better time in the province of Ontario, and specifically the Timmins Police Service, to join the ranks.
Last month, Chief Dan Foy said there were 80 uniformed officers from constable to chief. He wants all 96 spots filled. Canadians are being airlifted out of Sudan. Prime Minister Trudeau says two military vessels have arrived off the coast of the country to help the evacuation. Foreign Affairs Minister Mélanie Joly says 100 Canadians have already left and 1,700 more have registered to leave. Meanwhile, two warring generals in the country have agreed to observe a three-day truce that was brokered by the United States and Saudi Arabia. However, there are still reports of gunfire and explosions in the capital, Khartoum. Health Canada is targeting junk food ads aimed at kids under 13. The proposal will form the basis of new rules that will amend the food and drug regulations. That includes commercials for candy, chocolate, pop, and chips. An agency spokesperson says it's the first step in protecting children from the risks of an unhealthy diet. The draft regulations will be published next year and be open for public consultation. And Smile Cookies go on sale from May 1st to 7th at all Tim Hortons stores in Timmins, with proceeds to the Costello Community Care Center. Board member Ken Ryan notes the price of a cookie will be 50 cents higher than in the past, at $1.50. The gross amount raised goes to helping the Costello Center put a new roof on its headquarters.
All of the stores in Timmins and South Porcupine will be selling cookies, and whatever the magic number is, when we're at the end of the day, we'll get the proceeds from those sales.
That number last year was 9 short of 38,000. For more on the cookies and the work of the Costello Center, go to the audio link on mytimmonsnow.com. In Country 93.1 Sports, it's all tied up in the NOJHL Championship Series. The Timmins Rock bettered the Sioux T-Birds by a 7-4 score last night in Sault Ste. Marie. Liam Wells and Ethan Poole each put up a 2-spot for the Rock. Game 5 goes tomorrow night at 7 in Timmins. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.